The most profound spiritual teachers of all time say the same thing in different ways. Quiet the mind and listen within. Over the last 10 years of my life, I've been asking the same question. Can it really be that simple? This blogcast is about my journey to the answer. I am Kayla Corsiglia, and you are listening to Intuition Academy. Hello, my beautiful friends, and thank you so much for tuning in this week. So today's episode is just going to be a riff on life update sort of episode. I don't really plan on teaching much of anything or sharing any intense nuggets of wisdom. This is just going to be about some stuff that's happening in my life. So if you'd like to listen, if you'd like to hear the updates about what I'm up to, feel free to tune in and listen. If not, you're not going to hurt my feelings. Just wait until the next episode comes out. So, the reason that I felt compelled to release this episode today is because I'm about to move into a new chapter of life. I have been living in Ubud, Bali, Indonesia for just shy of a year. And when I say just shy, I mean I'm 3 days shy of 1 year having lived in Indonesia, in Bali, in Ubud for most of it, for most of that year. And I am actually going to be leaving the country on the same day that I arrived a year ago, which feels like a really beautiful full circle moment for me. And I thought that it would be fun to just come on and riff a little bit about what this next chapter is going to look like for me, even though most of it's going to be speculation because this is just the way that my life has been for about the last 4 years now. I typically will know what the next step is, where I'm going next, but I won't know what happens after that. Like last year around this time, I knew I was coming to Bali, but I had no idea how long I would be in Bali. I think I was predicting I would be here for 2 or 3 months, if that. I was like 1 month, maybe two, and then I'll probably want to go somewhere else. And here I am a year later, having only left briefly for visa runs to renew my visa, and only visiting neighboring countries in South Asia for like a week while on visa runs. Other than that, just being on the island, I had no idea that this is what I planned on doing, and so I predict the same sort of thing will happen next. But I still think that it would be fun to share nonetheless, because who knows, maybe this stuff will actually end up unfolding the way that I want it to. So I have, like I said, I've been here for about a year now, and it has been the most absolutely amazing year of my entire life. This feels like, I feel like I've said this about the last 4 years, like ever since 2019, 2020, I feel like every single year gets better somehow. But, you know, my journey sort of started, if you hadn't listened to the original podcast episodes where I did my introductions, if you don't know my story, I'll briefly cover it. So around the year 2019, 2020, I was in a relationship and I was living in an apartment in northwestern Indiana, working a normal 9-to-5 job, and I was living like a pretty traditional life, I would say, in terms of like American lives, right? I was living a very traditional, normal, average life, and nothing wrong with that life, but while I was living it, I was really, really, really miserable. I hated every moment of it. Other than the apartment that became my safe haven and the relationship that I was in, which also had become my safe haven. Still to date, the best relationship I've ever been in was the one that I was in around the time when my life really started to change. And in all truth, I credit that relationship and that man for a lot of the courage that I was able to step into in order to change my life the way that I did. And I feel like I owe him a debt of gratitude, that I don't know how I'll ever be able to repay, if I'm totally honest. So around that time, I was living in that apartment, in that wonderful relationship. But everything outside the apartment and outside of the things that him and I would do together, generally everything just felt like, blech. Not just blech, but like terrible, miserable, rip your hair out, fucking bust your head against the wall, miserable. You know, like I was just so unhappy with everything about living there. And if you listen to the episode previous to this, you'll know a lot of the feelings that I was experiencing at that time was a trapped energy. I was very, very feeling trapped. And at the time, I was introduced to inner voice work that was created by Jess Lively and inspired by Liz Gilbert's Eat, Pray, Love. And I also was training to become a rapid transformational therapist through Marissa Peer's RTT training certification process. And so I was introducing myself to all of these different concepts, like the inner voice work really changed everything for me. Learning how to listen to the soul perspective of myself. Like if the mind is 10% of who we are as human beings, the soul is the 90%. Like a lot of people have this sort of feeling like there's something missing, like they feel like there's something missing in their life and they don't know what it is and they're seeking answers. And I've said this before, but Marianne Williamson in A Return to Love has talked about how she felt like through all the self-development work, through all of the different facets of work that she had investigated within and experimented within, she felt like each of those things was leading her up to a door. And then once she like got up the staircase, was at the door, she didn't have a key to get in. And so it was like, I just did all this work and I still don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And then she said that A Course in Miracles was the thing that really gave, like, put things into perspective. It gave her the key. It felt like that was the answer that she'd been seeking all of this time. And for me, it was Jess Lively's inner voice work that really started to shift my perspective in the sense that I started to feel like the things that I wanted were no longer just these fairy tale pipe dreams. And instead, they started to feel very, very, very attainable to me. And so through all of those practices, through becoming certified in RTT, and through my own deep dive into inner voice work, I ended up in a position where me and my boyfriend at the time were able to leave both of our jobs, and we started traveling along the Pacific Northwest and down into the north or into the west coast of the United States. We traveled all the way from Chicago in his car through Minnesota, Wisconsin. We went through the Dakotas. We went through through Idaho and Montana, and down into Oregon, where we lived for about a month and a half, 2 months, and then we went up into Washington, where we stayed for another month, and then we ended up in Montana for, I don't know, 2 or 3 months, something like that. And through that time, it was like the most, at that time period at least, it was like the most magical, flowy, I was like high on freedom at this point in time. High on freedom. That's the best way that I can describe this. Like, I had never thought I would be able to accomplish something like this. And then there I was accomplishing all of it. And I was doing it with, you know, this man that I loved so deeply. But progressively, you know, things started to get interesting, we'll say, as we continued traveling and eventually ended up back living in my mom's house in, I think that was the end of 2021, is that right? I don't remember exactly. Maybe it was the end of 2020 into the beginning of 2021. I think that's correct, yeah. So around that time period, him and I had started having these disagreements, I'll call them, and it seemed like the main problem that we were having was that he was having a lot of anxiety and fear around how we were going to make the next move. While we were within our travels, we had stumbled across a town in northern Washington that we fell in love with, and we were like, this is the place that we want to live in. At least that's the way that I felt about it. In hindsight, I'm not sure if he felt the same way or not, or if it was just me, but that's the way I felt. I felt like the moment that I stepped into that city, I knew that it was the place that I needed to live. It was just like instant knowing that I experienced. But then once we were back living in Indiana for a little while, trying to decide what our next move was going to be, we hit this impasse where I was wanting to go directly to Washington to figure it out, even though we had, honest to God, no idea how we were going to do it. And he was I would like to say I was the one who wanted to take the leap of faith, and he was the one who was wanting to play it safe. And nothing wrong with either scenario, right? It's just like everyone has a different capacity for what they're willing to do. And at that point, I was like my claws were embedded into, I am not going back. Like, that was pretty much the mindset. Again, if you were to listen to the episode previous to this, you'll know that this was a period in my life when I was focused very much on, like, not wanting to be trapped. Like, that was my worst nightmare. I remember a day or two before we went back to Indiana, and we had gotten back to Indiana. We were, like, staying in Wisconsin or something, and I was, like, sobbing in the hotel bathroom because I was like, I can't end up there again. Like, I can't do it. Like, please don't make me do it. Like, he had any control over that, right? And so it was just a time period where we were trying to figure out, like, what's going to happen next. And then after that, through whatever, a handful of instances that's not worth getting into, we ended up separating, parting. He stayed in Indiana, and I was the one who traveled to Washington State by myself. The relationship ended, it dissolved, and I moved to Washington by myself, where I lived for about a year and a half. And in that year and a half, it feels like honestly a blur now. I can't believe it was almost 2 years that I was living there. But the time period that I was living there was messy, to say the least. You know, I still didn't have my feet under me within my work. I only started recording my podcast a few months into living there, and I only had about a client or two, and nothing all that significant. Like, I was in a mastermind. I was spending way too much money on this mastermind, and entering into a new relationship. Moving, you know, I moved twice while I lived there. I was, or I guess technically three times. I moved multiple times. It was just a lot. I had multiple jobs. You know, I was working at a doggy daycare. I was working as a nanny, and I was also doing my coaching work on the side to all of that. Living with multiple roommates because I couldn't afford to live on my own. And it was just a whole load of fuckery, we'll say, while I was there. But it was also a really amazing time period, and I love Bellingham. I made some great friends there. And I have always said that the time will probably come at some point in the future unless I find somewhere I love more. But that is the place where I'd like to settle down one day. So around the end of, or around this time last year in 2022, I found myself in a situation where my significant other and I at the time were talking about moving in together after our leases ended, after my lease on my house ended with my roommates. And at the time when we first started discussing it, it sounded like a really great idea. But then the more that the time came for us to actually do that thing, I started feeling like angry and upset, and like I was not wanting to admit to myself, long story short, that it's not what I wanted. And it took me a little while to get really honest with myself about that. Like, I did not want to move in with him. I did not want to sign a lease for another year because again, like if you listen to that previous episode, I was still very much finding myself in situations that made me feel trapped. And this was one of those situations where signing a new lease felt like I was trapping myself. Even though I loved Bellingham, I loved being in that city, I loved being there, I loved the environment, and there was nothing about the place that felt generally dissatisfying, but I was finally making money in my coaching practice enough to make me feel comfortable moving to like somewhere in South Asia, you know? And I was just like, I had to sit down and be really honest with myself one day. And I had to ask the question, like, if I wasn't in this relationship, would I be signing a new lease? Would I be finding a new place to live in Bellingham? Or would I want to do something else? And the answer was very clear to me. I would want to go and do something else. And Bali, Indonesia, is what came to mind. And so through a few hard conversations him and I had, I was like, this is what I want to do next. And like, if you want to come with, like, we can talk about it, but that's the thing that I need to do next. I can't settle down yet. There's too many things that I want to do. And thankfully the communication aspect in our relationship was always so good. And so he never shamed me or made me feel guilty for wanting those things. But it was still hard nonetheless, having to admit that and then follow through with it. And then it was 10 days before I actually bought my plane ticket that I, or 10 days before I actually got on the plane to come to Bali, that I bought my ticket. And things got really messy after that. It's not worth talking about that aspect of the story either, but suffice it to say, it went from like pretty chill to heartbreaking very quickly. And then I found myself here in Bali. And I've been here, like I said, for about a year. Just shy of a year, which is crazy to me. And so the way that this next phase started to unfold for me is the same way that it's always unfolded for me. I sort of wake up one day and I know something. I wake up one day and I know. I would say that the first time that I knew I was going to leave Bali was a moment when I was walking through the rice paddies on the way to my villa. The same walk I'd taken every day for months at that point. And I was experiencing a mountains out day. And this is a moment where sometimes, like depending on the weather, you can't see the mountains on the horizon from the rice paddies in the little village that I'm living in. You can't see the mountains most of the time, but every once in a while, the mountains come out for some reason, and I always call those mountain out days. And so I was walking back from having my morning coffee at a cafe, and I saw the mountains, and I just stopped like I always do and was appreciating the mountains out moment. And then I got this like gut-wrenching feeling in my gut, and I knew that I had a limited amount of time in Bali. I knew that it was going to be over soon. And the funny thing is like, this was just after the new year. This was probably when I was about, I don't know, at the 6 month marker or so. And so I still had 6 months after that before things actually unfolded. But that was like the very first moment. And I remember I was like starting to tear up, like looking at the mountains, and even thinking about it right now is making me want to cry. And then I came back and I sat in my bed and I just like let myself cry about it. And I was like, well, now I know, like that was the desire being born, right? The desire was being born. I don't want to be in Bali forever. And I was like, I just don't know what is next, you know? And over the next few months, you know, I just let myself soak it all up. And I embedded myself in the community. I'd even detached from that desire to leave for a little while because I got so embedded in the community here that I was like, no, like I want to live here. I was meeting people who'd been living here for like 7+ years and was making really good friends who'd been here for a very long time. And it seemed like they were all making it work and I could make it work. And anyway, and so it was about, again, maybe 2 or 3 months ago when I was a flow story. I'm not even going to share the flow story because I don't want this to be a forever long episode. But through happenstance and flow, I ended up meeting with an old friend, an old family friend who happened to be on the island. I went and spent the day with her at a retreat center that she was staying at. And I realized once I got there that she was hosting a women's retreat at this retreat center, and they'd basically rented the entire retreat out, like the whole center out, and so every single room was booked out, whether there was somebody staying in it or not. And through, again, flow, she invited me to stay for a week or 10 days, or however long it had been, I'm not sure, I don't remember. And for free, because somebody had decided that they weren't going to come last minute, but so they had an open room, and I was like, I mean, sure, of course I will. And so I came back to my villa, packed my stuff, and I went and I stayed at the retreat center, and I gave myself the time while I was there to really sink into, like, myself. Like, what do I want? What do I want next? And again, this was when the moment finally came up and I admitted to myself, like, I'm ready to leave Bali. I'm ready to leave. And this was about 2 or 3 months ago. And again, just because I knew in that moment that I was ready to leave didn't mean that I was going to go on the internet and buy a plane ticket. Like, the desire is born. And through conscious creation, the way that I like to live my life is through having a realization, like a desire is born, but then I want to like dive into it and I want to expand upon it, right? And so diving into that desire was like asking the deeper questions, like, why do I feel like I want to leave? Why do I feel like I'm ready to move on? Like, what is it that I'm wanting next, you know? And a lot of the questions, the thoughts that I was having at that time was, well, I'm missing like familiarity. I'm missing like the comforts of where I was living before. I'm missing my family. I'd been away from my family for over 2 years, almost 2 years at that point. Hadn't seen them, hadn't spent time with them, hadn't been in my hometown. And surprisingly enough, even though I had loathed my hometown when I left before and was so desperate to leave, but now I was like craving the dunes and near Lake Michigan, and I was craving some of the ale houses and like the breweries and the restaurants and the prairie land and like my, you know, my grandma's house. And I was just like missing so many of like familiar things. And so not only did I realize that I was ready to leave, but I was like, I think that I want to go home. I want to go home and see my family. And I don't know, like sort of regroup and decide what I want to do after that. So I was like, I'm going to take these next few months and really, really let myself come back to my center and not just like prepare to leave, but I want to like, I was like, I've been having so much fun that I don't feel like I've been creating much. And so I went into this little hermit phase where I stopped posting on social media, in part because I just wanted to be in my little hermit hole, but also because I had broken the camera on my phone, which I've talked about multiple times. Right before I went to this retreat center, I had accidentally dropped my phone outside of the Bintang supermarket here, and I shattered the glass to the camera. And I was like, that's fine, because it's going to keep me away from social media, from posting. It felt like a sign from the universe to just stay in my own lane, to get centered. And so that's what I did. While I was at that retreat center, I had inspiration for a book. And so I started writing a book proposal, which has expanded even more since. I've been working on it in the last 2 or 3 months, and I'm so proud of what I've created so far. And on top of that, I also stumbled into or was inspired into creating a second book as well. And both of them are similar but not. Like, one of them is fiction and one of them is nonfiction. And so very interesting the way that both of those unfolded. As it comes closer to when I'm actually published, I'm going to share more about that. But for now, I just want that to be something that's in the creation process. Around the same time, I got the inspiration to start creating the podcast again. I started creating and releasing podcast episodes. I started considering deleting the podcast and then not deleting it. I was basically staying away from the community entirely here and was just connecting with the people that I trusted the most in the world, which are a handful of my friends scattered around the world. And then, of course, keeping in touch with my family. But for the most part, I was just like hermiting and working, staying home, cooking for myself, going out every once in a while to have a glass of wine by myself. And I just felt like the flow stories that I've shared with you in recent weeks are born from that time period where I was hermiting and in creation mode. And then, you know, slowly coming out of it, allowing myself to be in that creation bubble. And now, as I'm coming out of it, that is when I finally had the inspiration to buy the plane ticket to go back to Indiana, where I grew up, to spend some time with my family. And so I bought my ticket about a week or two ago. And I leave in 3 days. And so I am on these final few day stretches of my time in Bali. And, you know, I was doing an audit. I was just saying this to one of my friends that I was having a little evening chat with yesterday at sunset on my terrace. We were talking and I was telling her about how I've been doing an audit of my time here in Bali. Like, when I reflect on the time when first I left Indiana and we started traveling, and then when that relationship ended and I went to Bellingham, and then when I went to Bellingham and came to Bali, I didn't really do audits before I left. Like personal, like internal audits. Like, when you look back on these last few days before you made this massive transition, are you going to regret anything? Is there anything that you're leaving unfinished? Are you leaving and when you look back on it, you're going to feel like you should have done something differently? Like living in hindsight, you know? When I look back at each of those three large transitions in these last handful of years, I absolutely have regrets for each one of them. Like, things were so chaotic. Things were so crazy. I was so in that graspy, claws in, like hyper-focused, like, please don't put me back in the cage sort of mentality in a lot of those situations, that I did end up with regrets during each of those transitions. And it's not worth getting into, again, like, I'm not trying to make this a massively long podcast episode, but just suffice it to say, like, I have regrets from each of those transitions. I did not do a good job of making sure that I was taking care of not just myself, but everything else as well. Making sure that my financial situation was healthy, making sure my relationships were good. You know, I probably have regrets in each of those transitions in a multitude of different areas of my life. And this last year being in Bali, I feel like it's been a time period for me to really reflect, especially in the last 6 months. A lot of reflection, looking back and thinking, what could I have done better during those time periods? What do I not want to repeat? What do I not want to, where do I not want to end up again? You know, and again, in a previous episode, I've talked about how a lot of those transitions were very painful for me for a multitude of reasons as well. It was just, there was something that typically would happen in each of those scenarios that made me feel like I was being torn apart. And typically, it was because I wasn't allowing myself to believe that I could have the thing that I wanted any other way. You know, I believed that this is the way that I had to do it. Otherwise, I honestly, when I look back, it feels a lot like I couldn't allow myself to focus on some of those more difficult things that I wish that I had been able to focus on back then, because I don't know if I would have been able to maintain motivation to actually follow through with the things if I was focusing on the other stuff. Which, like, sure, I can give that to myself, but that doesn't change the fact that I have regrets from those time periods. And so it's been really beautiful that in these last few days, I've been sitting down and letting myself actually reflect, looking at all the things that I want to get done before I leave. Like, when I look back in hindsight, in my final days in Bali, am I going to have any regrets? Am I going to wish that I'd done something differently? Am I leaving something unfinished? Am I leaving, like, friendships unfinished? Am I refusing to say goodbye to certain people because it hurts too much? Like, am I making sure that I'm, like, I'm taken care of? You know, the things that I want before I go, do I have them? It's just like I've really been getting honest with myself about those things. Sitting down, reflecting, taking the audit. And when I took the audit about 10 days ago, I had a list of things that I would regret if I did not finish, or at least take note of, make attempts at before I go. And I've accomplished the entire list of things that I was thinking that I would regret if I did not accomplish before I left. And so here I am about 3 days out, and I feel like I was sitting and I was thinking about this yesterday, and the visual that was coming to me was like a really, really beautiful, like, linen wrapped book, you know, with like those linen sort of like fabric covers. And it's just neat and clean. There's no sun damage on it. Like, all of my books that I brought with me are damaged from the heat, because my place doesn't have air conditioning, and so every single one of them has like heat damage now. But it was like perfect, pristine, like the pages are all clean, and it's just like the closing of the book after, you know, finishing the story. And I was like envisioning myself like putting it on a bookshelf next to all the other books in these last 3 years, because I think, I want to say each year has probably been its own book in its own right. Maybe like they're varying in different lengths, you know, each, I'd say like Indiana is its own book, right? And then traveling with my ex-boyfriend through the PNW West Coast is its own book. And then also, or actually I would say Indiana, his and I's entire 2 year relationship, moving to Bellingham and living in Bellingham, and then Bali, like those are all different books. And I was envisioning like Bali, this pristine, beautiful, like I really love this story and the way that I've been able to get from the beginning of it to the end of it, and doing it all by myself. I have been completely single this entire year, which in and of itself is an accomplishment. If you don't know me personally, I've always sort of hopped from relationship to relationship for personal reasons. We don't need to get into it. But this year, I dated very briefly a couple of people when I first got here to Bali, and very quickly was just like, I don't have capacity for this. Like, I just want to be alone. I just want to be alone and for that not to be a problem. And this has been the most fulfilling year of my life. I honestly mean that. This is one of the largest accomplishments I've ever, like, the business, yes, like making money from the business, being able to help all these clients, but having a year that's just for me, that feels like I'm so proud of myself for that. That's something that I wasn't sure I'd ever be able to accomplish, if I'm honest. And I could do it again. I could honestly do it again. And so I'm seeing this like really pristine book, and then I'm seeing like the shit show of books before it. They're all like damaged, and like some of the pages are ripped out and burned, and like there's water damage, and like the covers are hanging on by like a you know, they're like flopped over, like barely hanging on. Beautiful in their own right, you know, like those Wreck-It journals. That's sort of what they feel like all of the years before this year. And meanwhile, Bali is like the most perfect book. Not a single thing that I would do differently. Not a single thing that I would do differently. Not a single thing that I think I'll look back and regret. All of it. So perfect in its own right. And all I can do is sit back and feel the waves of appreciation and gratitude for that in these last few days that I have, knowing that I've done everything that I needed to do. And all I need to do now is just sit back and enjoy it until it's time to say goodbye. And I feel like I'm not ready for it, and I am ready for it. I know that I can come back. That's something that's really helpful. I can come back. Like, Bali's not going anywhere. Ubud isn't going anywhere. Even if this isn't the villa that I live in when I come back, I can still come back nonetheless. All the other things will still be here, including a bunch of new things, because they're always building and new businesses are started and new people come. And so who knows if I'll come back or not, but I will start the long trek to Chicago in just a few days. That's going to be a long trip. That's going to be a long trip, like 30 plus hours of travel. But it'll all be worth it when I am standing in my mom's family room, feeling relieved and eating pepperoni, because I haven't eaten pepperoni in over a year. Oh, the American food is one of the things I'm really looking forward to. But after that, like, honestly, I hesitate to even think about what comes after that. And only because I feel as if that will all unfold as it's meant to. What I can say is that I desire to be in the States for a few months. Like, my thought is, if I'm going to be this world traveler that's constantly moving and exploring, you know, until one day I get so sick of it that I want to settle down, after I've seen all the things that I want to see and lived in all the places I want to live, it's like, if that's the life that I'm attempting to experience and I'm continuing to experience, then when I go visit my family, I might as well go back and like stay long enough for everyone to get their fill, you know? If I'm not going to be home for every holiday, if I'm not going to be able to come home twice a year, then when I can come back, I might as well just stay for a while, you know? And I don't think any of my family has any problem with that. I think that they'll, I don't even know if they'll be able to get their fill of me, honestly, but my hope is to stay for a few months, and then to be able to go spend a few months with my sister as well and her husband in a different state, on the East Coast. And then, what then? That's a great question. We'll see. We'll see where Flo decides to take me. We'll see where I am desiring to go. I know today where I desire to go. And today I desire to go to Italy for many reasons. I desire to go to Italy because that is my my blood. My bloodline is from Italy. If you couldn't tell from my name, it's very Italian. And I also desire to go to Scotland because you can't see it in my name, but that is also in my blood, half and half, Italian and Scottish. I really desire to go to both of those places. Like going to stay in Edinburgh just feels like an actual dream. Edinburgh, for some reason, I feel like just this intense pulling. But I also feel that way for going to Italy as well. And establishing citizenship in Italy is a huge goal of mine, and something that I'd like to accomplish in the next 2 or 3 years. And just exploring Europe in its entirety, you know, I want to explore all of Europe and to be able to really take in all of it. And Scotland as well, outside of Europe. But again, who knows? Who knows what my desires will be in a few months from now? Who knows what I'll actually be doing in a few months from now, where I'll be. Maybe I'll stay in Indiana longer, maybe I'll stay for a shorter amount of time. I just can't know, and I don't want to know. All I know is that right now, the thing that I want to feel more than anything is like comfort, familiarity, home. Like, I just want to be around the people who are my family and who, like the normalcy of life, the sort of normalcy that I, like, it's so interesting being separate from it now, because when I left, I was like, I don't want to be a part of this. But I think it was like, I don't want to be embedded into this. I just want to be able to like come and go as I please. You know what I mean? And so it's interesting now that like I feel separated from it and I can go back feeling separated from it. And I'm feeling really excited to actually go back in that mindset. So yeah, that's the way that I want to feel right now. And I can't know once I've been feeling that way, like the way that I'll want to feel next. All I know is that for now, the desire is for the familiarity, the comfort, and for the, what's the word? It's like the comforts, the conveniences, that's what it is. The conveniences of life in America compared to living in a second world country. Yeah, there's just a lot of stuff that I'm very looking forward to experiencing again. And that's pretty much my updates for now. Like, my reflections on Bali, that's a topic that I could just go off on for hours and hours and hours. But overall, the theme of the experience that I had here was independence, creation, centeredness, joy, freedom. You know, it was, this place made me feel more grounded, more adult, more happy than I ever have in my entire life. And like I said, these last 4 years have all been really joyful in their own right, in their own ways. But this year is just different because it was just me. It was just me. And then like the occasional person that I was spending time with, the occasional friend. But other than that, it was just me. This was the year of Kayla, the year of me coming back to myself, not even coming back to myself, but like finding myself in a way that I don't think that I ever had before. You know, I was listening back to some old podcast episodes today because I was thinking about maybe releasing an old podcast episode while I'm traveling, because I don't know how much energy I'm going to have to release a podcast episode in these next weeks, while I'm acclimating to a drastically different time zone. But I was listening to all of like the old 50 plus episodes, like I was listening to tidbits of them, and there wasn't like a single episode that I wanted to share, like re-release in the new podcast, because I'm like, that person that I was, even a year ago when I was leaving Washington State to come to Bali, even the person that I was when I first got here, I'm just not the same. Like, I listen to myself in those episodes and it's not that I don't recognize myself, it's just like, I can just like feel like the tension that I was still carrying when I listened to those episodes, like the lack of flow, the lack of confidence in how I was sharing, the insecurity and the lack of stability within what I was teaching, you know, all of it just felt very far away from who I am right now. You know, it felt very different from who I am right now. And so none of the episodes were what I wanted to release. But it showed me so clearly how much Bali has changed me in a way that I don't think I anticipated when I came. Because when I first got here, I was so distraught and sad and lonely. And let me tell you, I haven't felt lonely in probably since my first month that I got here. And not because I'm always surrounded by people. I basically spent the last 3 months completely secluded from all of my friends here, having the occasional conversation with people on the phone from all around the world, but no one in Bali. And it was so great. It was so great to be able to have that time to just like sit back and be me and not have to worry about other people and doing anything for them or because of them or in spite of them, and just being in my own energy. I think that like lonely never crossed my mind even for a moment in that time period. Not a single time. Which in and of itself is an accomplishment. This year in Bali will forever be a year that I never forget. Like, the year that I spent here is it feels like every single time I step into like a new aspect of my story, of my journey, it feels like the very beginning. I'm like, this is like the very beginning of everything. You know, leaving Indiana, all those like back in 2020, that felt like the beginning of my story. And it kind of was in a lot of ways. Moving to Bellingham was like the start of another story. And then moving here, a whole other story started. And now the closing of that story and opening into a new one, it's like, that'll be a new beginning as well. And, you know, it's like so interesting. I was listening to a voice note that I'd recorded. This is why I love voice journaling rather than journaling on paper, because there's something about listening even to the way that you spoke years ago. I was listening to a voice note that I'd recorded to myself 2 years ago, and it like made me open mouth weep listening to it because I was like, the person that I was in that moment, as I was recording it was like 3 days before I left Indiana for good and moved to Bellingham. And I was like, I can't believe that I actually did this. Like, everything that I've been doing, all of the work has been, I've been trying to get to this point where I am right now, and I'm 3 days away. And I was like, and coincidentally today I'm 3 days away from going back to Indiana. That was the last time I was there, other than for like a quick holiday in November that year. And it was just like, oh my god, like listening back to it, I was like, that person that I was in that recording, the person that I was, who was like so afraid of what was coming next and who was so sad about what was ending and what I was leaving behind, but knowing that I had to keep pushing forward. If she could know that 2 years later, this is what I would be doing, that I would be going back with joy in my heart. I I feel like I wouldn't have believed it. But here we are. I'm so grateful for this place, for the people that I met here, for the culture, the Balinese people's culture, for this villa, for my two street dogs that sleep on my terrace every night and I cuddle with out there every morning, and for the comfort and the safety that this place brought to me. This place is a literal slice of heaven. The people who say differently don't know what they're talking about in my perspective. They don't know the truth of this place. This place changed who I am forever. And I know that 2 years from now, I'll probably listen back to this and think the same thing. If that version of me had any idea what she was going to be doing 2 years from now, in 2025, she probably wouldn't believe it. But like, what could that future possibly look like? God, I don't even know. But I'm excited to find out. And until next time, quiet the mind, listen within, and always follow the joy.